Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Here we go with our final match of the night. After Lynn was able to win both of their matches against Frankfort in the first one and Onega in the second, it'll be Frankfort versus Onega, with one of these teams trying to come away tonight and escape with a victory. To get you caught up on what you have missed if you're just joining us, well, that first match was a lot of fun. It was back and forth in the first set all the way until it was 14-14. Then Frankfort rattled off seven in a row. It seemed pretty much over, but the Bulldogs came back from down 24-17 to send it to extras, where they won it 28-26, and they also trailed in extras 26-25 and rattled off three straight points to win that first set. And in the second set, Wildcats again led most of the way with the lead as large as six. And Lynn didn't have their first lead till 23-22. And Frankfort was trying to come back and force extras themselves, but they couldn't do it. And Lynn pulled away with a 25-23 win in two straight sets. In the second match, Onega led for most of that first set, but never really had a lead that was really substantial. Their largest lead was 3 points in that first set. With the score tied 20-20, Lynn scored five in a row on some costly Onega errors and also some aces from freshman Gretchen Vaught. And in the second set, it was very close. It was back and forth with Lynn leading most of the way in that first portion of the second set. And then Onega, they had a run when it was a 7-point run to make it 21-15. And then Lynn was able to kind of come back and make it 21-19, but Onega was able to pull away to force a third set 25-20. In that final set, it was pretty close early on, back and forth once again, a stalemate, but then Lynn went on a run in the middle portion of the set and kept the Buffaloes at arm's length to win 25-18 in the final set to put the match away. So that's what you've missed, and for those just joining us, get you caught up on the league standings on what we have finalized. Hanover is now 8-0 on the season after a pair of wins. They're in first place. Valley Heights is in second place at 5-1. In third place tied is Lynn and Frankfort. They are 3-1 and 5-3 respectively. Clifton Clyde just a half game back of them at 4-3. Centralia and Dunnifin West are 3-2. Axtell is 2-3. Washington County is now 1-4. Troy is 1-5. Onega is 0-5, and Blue Valley Randolph is 0-6. Ready to get this final match underway, with Frankfort continuing to wear their red tops with gray shorts, with white letters and numbers, with the black and white stripe along the bicep area. As for Onega, they're in their black on blacks, orange letters and numbers, with the white stripes along the bicep area as well. And Natalie Ginnarette, the senior libero, she is in the orange uni. It's like we are all set with the Buffaloes serving first. It'll be Abby Ringel serving, the sophomore setter. There's your whistle. And away we go. Our final match of the night. Returned by Ashton Dollinghouse. Except for Hardwick, and a dig by Ginnarette, and into the net, though. Talked about how good Natalie Ginnarette was in that first match that Onega played in against Lynn. She was making spectacular digs left and right, keeping the Buffaloes alive. It was a big reason why they won that second set. She gets a return here, but it's too far. It goes to the Wildcats' side, but then it went right back to Onega's side. But a mistake from Lily Weiser is she, on her follow-through, hit the net. So another point for Frankfort, and they're up 2-0 early. There's a set, and Weiser gets the kill, and it is the first point of the set for the Buffaloes. Lily Weiser. They get 2-1, and now a service coming for Kylie Venneberg. Roll to the floor, return, moving to her left is Hattie Gross. The far side, Hardwick falling to her right, gets the kill. Well done, falling to her right, Maria Krohn, the senior for Onega, couldn't get to it. It's 3-1, Wildcats up early. Both Gross had to move away as they made those hits. And with them perfectly, is the return is too far and out of bounds and wide for Callie Venneberg. Went over the net and out of bounds. And it's now 4-1 Frankfurt. They were handed their first loss in league play earlier this evening. Nice tip over by Ringel. And Hanover, beg your pardon, Hanover. Frankfurt scrambled to get it over. Had the Wildcats part right. To the back line, return is good from Lexi Dollinghouse. And Ashlyn Dollinghouse winds up and fires one into the corner. That's down for a kill. Nice little run here for the Wildcats. And that return by Jennerette stays on the Onega side. And it's blocked up front by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And down onto the Onega side. Makes it 6-1. Don't ask for a better start if you're head coach Vicki Adams. And it goes to the far side. Return by Force. They'll send it right back to her. That was blocked. And the return stays alive, and they're able to get back over. Good job by Maria Krohn. Hit that one over. Here's a big wind-up and a block up front. Carthamer, a big try at it. The freshman gets stuck to the net by Maria Krohn, and it's 6-2. Much-needed point for head coach Jordan Boswell's gang. Arthur, another big try, and that one's blocked once again on the far side. That was Force and Bates with the blocks. Brianna Bates, the senior. Annie Force, the junior. Makes it 6-3. Natalie Jennerette with a serve in the near side. That might have went out of bounds, but it's kept alive by Ashley Dollinghouse. And Hardwick from beyond the attack line puts it into the net. So a costly mistake. Couple points in a row now, or actually 3 points in a row now for Onega, and it's 6-4. Service from Jennerette to the back line, returned by Gross. Here's a set by Alexa Dollinghouse to her sister, and partially deflected at the net by Bates, but it gets through her hands and onto the Onega side. There's a chance by Force, that's too strong. Actually, beg your pardon, that was actually Kylie Venneberg with that hit over. That was too long. That makes it 7-4. The back line, Venneberg not a great return, but it goes to Bates, and she keeps it alive and hits it over to the Frankfurt side. Dollinghouse to Gross, nice save by Jennerette on the back side, but nobody was there. Miscommunication, Jennerette not happy with her teammates. And she made a nice dig, but it was all for naught. It's now 8-4. Service just barely getting over that by Parthamer, and hit over on the second try by Krohn. Here's Lexi Dollinghouse setting one up for Gross and slapping that one into the corner. And that one is out of bounds. Just really missing the mark. Good attempt. That makes it 8-5. Jaden Abbott, the junior, checking in. Serve to the back line, returned by Hardwick. Here's the set to the near side for Gross. Partially deflected, stays on Onega's side, kept alive. And they'll say that was the third hit. So Onega escapes. Gets to the near side and set over. And is that in? No, it was out. Mistake on the set. I believe that was Parthamer, I want to say. And Coach Adams saying to really make sure to get that ball down inside the line. Not a great return, but able to keep it alive. Gross into the back line. Jennerette with the dig. Hit over by Bates as a free ball for Frankfurt. Backwards set by Dollinghouse and slapped down by, this was Ellie Studer, but Onega was all over it. Chance for Venneberg. It's hit and blocked. Back over to the Frankfurt side and tipped and into the net by, let's see, beg your pardon, Ashlyn Dollinghouse. It barely avoids the speakers up on top of the gymnasium. Might have caught some of the Wildcats off guard there. Anyway, we play on. 8-7. And now on blast day, was it deflected? Was it deflected? Yes, it was. It was deflected, so Frankfurt gets the point. It was long, but it was touched up by Onega, and it makes it 9-7. In a stole, the libero for the Wildcats checks in now. The middle of the floor, return is good for the Buffaloes, but not a good one, and stuffing it below the net was Vennenberg, not a good hit that time from the senior. It's 10-7. Stoll, the middle of the floor, Jenneret with a return, and she get it right back. Hits it over to the Frankfurt side, wind up, and Gross hits it to the back far side, and down for a kill. No, they're going to say that it's Onega point, I believe. Unless I missed something. Nope. I just didn't catch the official's instructions. So it is Frankfurt point. It's 11-7. Wildcats lead. Tipped over. Blocked, yeah, but out of bounds. Just barely missing that block was Ashton Bellinghouse. It was a little lollipop up at the net. All she had to do was keep it in, but she could not. It's now 11-8. Buffaloes with the serve, trailing by three here in the opening set of this final match. A nice day to keep it alive, but not for long, as Ashton Bellinghouse couldn't get it back towards the net. It was Parthamer who made the dig on the return, and the ace from Annie Force, the junior for Onega. Another chance for her here. The far side return is better this time. Lexi Bellinghouse throws one up to her, to Kenny Gross. Doesn't say to her sister, but that was Gross. Instead of Ashland, it's down for the kill on the back line, on the near side, and it's 12-9. Got a good crowd on hand here in Frankfurt. Plus, the noise really bounces off the walls here and stays within the confines of this gymnasium. Jenneret hits it over after the serve from Frankfurt, and the bad set. Nobody was over there, but Gross hits it over, and nobody was in the vicinity. Frankfurt gets away with one. Lexi Bellinghouse up there with somebody behind her, and Gross has to race to come over and hit that over, and she does so successfully. 13-9, Wildcats. Here's a set from Bellinghouse to Hardwick. Partially deflected by Bates and out of bounds. And up another point for Frankfurt. And a timeout's going to be called by Coach Boswell. Nice start for the Wildcats. They're up 14-9. First set final match here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourteen to nine, our score. First set. Frankfurt on top of Onega. Here's the set to the near side. Harwood lines it up and sends it down with authority. Bates and Ringel were there to try to cover it up, but they were too far away from the net. It fell down right in front of them after it was partially deflected. 15-9 now in favor of the Wildcats. Nice serve to the back line on a bad return. Keeping it alive, though, is Bates. And it's hit over by Jenneret. Buffaloes are alive on this point. Backward set for Gross, and she sends it down for the kill. What a pass by Lexi Bellinghouse. And Frankfurt is getting whatever they want here. 16-9. Now our score. Middle of the floor on the return. That was Abbott on the return. Nice kill from, I believe that was Bates, who got that one that time. Barely gained it over the net, and Frankfurt was not in the middle of the floor. Buffaloes trying to get back into this one. They trail by six. Bates with the serve from the far side. Into the middle, returned by Parthamer, set by Dollinghouse to Hardwick, and now a nice dig by Bates, keeping it alive for the Buffaloes. Setting one up, and it's deflected. After the hit by Weiser, Frankfurt sends a free ball over. Another opportunity for the Buffs. Here's a set from Ringel, and that's blocked on attempt from Haskin. And battle at the net. It's won by Frankfurt, and Ringel puts it into the net after trying to just send it over. It was just a little bit too low and too far out in front of her for her to stand and hit an overhand shot. So it's now set back to a 7-point lead for Frankfurt, 17-10. Bad return, but they're able to keep it alive momentarily, and it'll be down for a point for Frankfurt. That was Abbott's, who couldn't get a good angle on that serve. Another try coming up here for the junior, Hattie Gross. Yeah, that one returned. Now again, not a great return this time from Haskin. It's a free ball sent over. Big chance for Frankfurt, sending it up a little dunk down, and that is out of bounds. A little bit too wide for Parthamer. She tried to just tip it down instead of actually really putting a charge into one. And just barely missing the mark as Maria Krohn checks in for Onega, a big playmaker. Junior up front. Needing her presence, trailing by six, hoping for some opportunities to get her the ball some. Back near side, returned by Harvick. She'll get it right back after giving it up briefly to Alexis Dellinghaus. It's deflected off the net and off of a Buffalo as well, says the officials, and the point is awarded to the Wildcats. It's 18-11. Comes the service, and now just barely getting over the net. That's a good serve. I don't think it was intended to be like that for Alexis Dellinghaus. And it's set over, and now it's down. Wow. Hattie Gross was about 3 feet behind the attack line, and she just tries to put it over, and it goes over the net and towards the back left corner and down for the point. So it's now 20-11. Final stretch here in this opening set now. Jennerette with the return, popped up in the air, and a long free ball sent over to the back line for Frankfurt. There's a set for Alexa Dellinghaus. So Hardwick gets blocked, and that'll be a point for the Buffaloes. It was Krohn and Weiser up front with that block. Those two have had a pretty solid defensive day so far. Score is now 20-12. Benneberg in. The return is clean, set by Dellinghaus to the middle, and get over, right back over, after Suter got it. Hardwick can't get it down, nice dig by Jennerette. Sent over by Force to the back line. Ashton Dellinghaus to Lexi, to Hardwick, she just hits it over. And we set to the back line, and a nice dig on the backside, diving for it is Ashton Dellinghaus to her sister, but it's into the net for Hedy Gross. Like I say, it was tipped, no, they're going to say that it was four hits. They kept playing for a little bit there, but they're going to say that it was not touched by Onega, and the Buffaloes get the point. But a fantastic hustle play by Ashlyn Dellinghaus, just throwing her arm at it to keep it alive. Service to the back side, returned by Hardwick. She'll get it right back after giving up to Dellinghaus, and that is out of bounds, wide of the mark on the far side, and that makes it 20-14. So 3 points in a row for the Buffaloes. Still some work to do for Onega to get back into this one. The first set of this match, returned by Gross. It was hit a little bit too hard, and that's going to be an error on the Wildcats and a point for the Buffalo. Four in a row now for Onega, and it's now a 5-point set. Here comes the serve. The turn is good from Ashton Dellinghaus. It's over by Hardwick. Onega was ready for it. It's into the back line, but it's out of bounds. A little too strong by Weiser. And it's 21-15, snapping a 4-point losing streak there. Serve from Hardwick, and that one does not get over the net. Poor contact with the ball that time from Hardwick. And the senior's mistake makes it 21-16. Natalie Jennerette, the senior libero for Onega, serves this one away to the near side. Dellinghaus to Dellinghaus, setting up for Hardwick to the back line, returned by Ringel. This will be a free ball hit over by Bates. Hardwick, Dellinghaus to Ashton Dellinghaus. That's down for the kill in between the hands of Bates and Krohn in the 22-16. After a couple serves from Venneberg, Onega now with it. This is Parthamer. Returned by Vennever. He's up in the air by Ringel and just sent over from Krohn. Here's a set from Dellinghaus to Dellinghaus, and Ashland stuffs it into the net after a pretty nice set up from her sister, but couldn't quite get it over. Makes it 22-17. Frankfurt still has a cushion here, 22-17. Jaden Abbott, the junior, will serve. The back line returned by Hardwick. Here's the set from Lexi to Hattie Gross. Nice dig by Jennerette. She seems to be in some pain, maybe. Slow to get up. And set over by Gross. And here's a bump up in the air into the back line. Nice hit from Vennerberg, and she'll get the kill. Looks like Jennerette is okay, but she was kind of slow to get up after she lunged deep to her right side to dig that one out. Yeah, she doesn't even appear to be in any pain. Maybe she was just, I don't know what she was doing, but glad she's okay. She can keep going. Here's a set to Gross. High above the net, but dig by Jennerette. Setting this up for Vennerberg. It's blocked. Gross with the dig to keep it alive. Set to the far side. And Suter can't get it down. And Onega has it. Another chance for Vennerberg. It squeezes it through Gross and Suter. And down for the kill. Well done by the senior, Kylie Vennerberg. And it's 22-18. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Adams. And Onega is within arm's length here in the final stretch of this first set. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus. Just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And got an eight out of the break for Onega. Makes it 22-20, so things starting to get a little bit interesting. Frankfurt couldn't close out their sets against Lynn. Back far side, return by Parthamer. Is a set from Dellinghaus to Gross, and that one put down for the kill. Needed that one. Needed to see one go down. Now they can kind of get back into a groove and possibly finish off this first set. It's now 23-20. Anna Stoll checking in, and I tell you what, if Onega came out with that last point, things would be really interesting. It would be 22-21. Instead, it's 23-20. The set by Ringel, and that's down for a kill by Brianna Bates. Haven't called her name in terms of kills in this set too much, but she is a big impact player for the Buffaloes, and she gets a kill there to stay within two. So Force, the junior, will serve it for the Buffaloes, just to the right of the paint for the basketball courts. To go to the far side, and it's down for a kill, Parthamer. And Ashlyn Dellinghaus, with some miscommunication, I think, Dellinghaus was supposed to be the one to get that, but now it is a one-point set. It's 23-22, a 60-second break as a timeout call once again by Coach Adams. Another 30 seconds, and we'll come back here on your MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KNZA.
23-22, Onega with a service down by one here in the first set. Here's Dellinghaus setting it to Gross, and that one returned to the back line by Jennerette. Set to the far side by Ringel, and that one is too strong by Jaden Haskin, the sophomore for Onega. Can't put it down, and it's set point number one. That is a big point out of the break for the Wildcats. Now they have a chance to put this one away, something they haven't been able to do all day long. The back line, Jennerette, tough time getting that return, but does it well. It's Haskin to the back line, and that is out of bounds. Or do they touch it? They're going to say it was touched, so we keep playing. It's 24-23. So the Buffaloes stay alive. We keep playing. Here comes the serve. To the middle, returned by Parthamer, set by Dollinghouse to Gross, far side this time. It's back line, and it's out, and we go to extras. 24-24. We talk about Frankfurt not being able to put away sets. This is the third set where they've had a decent-sized lead and not been able to close things out. A lot of talking to do from head coach Vicky Adams after this one's all over. Here's a set right in the middle for Gross to the back line. Nice dig by Bates to the back line. And it's going to be a free ball sent over, though, but they keep the play alive regardless. Back line, Dollinghouse to Dollinghouse. Sending it up near side for Hardwick, and now a nice dig by Bates once again. Keeping it alive, and this will be set over. Another chance for Frankfurt now. Can they make third time a charm? Here's Gross, deflected and down for the kill. Third time is a charm for the Wildcats. Makes it 25-24. Another set point for Frankfurt. Can they close it out in this set? The back line, not a good return. Keeping it alive, though. Jenneret hits it over. Ibonega in it. Set by Dollinghouse. Near side to Hardwick. Deflected. Back line, Jenneret with the return. Ring goal, far side for Haskin, and that is going to be dug out by Gross. Here's Wick, Hardwick, and that is down for the kill, and that will do it. Frankfurt wins their first set of the night, and it's 26-24 over Onega. So a thrilling conclusion of set number one. We'll have set number two coming up next in just a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
3528. The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to set number two. Jarrett Sluppy with you here in Frankfurt. After Frankfurt wins set number one, 26-24. And Frankfurt had a 21-15 lead towards the end of the set, but Onega able to capitalize on a few mistakes from the Wildcats and get the game tied, or get the set tied 24-24 for Sextras, but Wildcats, after timeout, were able to rally a couple points together to win their first set of the evening. Again, 26-24 was the final. And that really is a breath of fresh air for head coach Vicki Adams, who probably pulling out her hair after what happened in both sets against Lynn, where they had a 24-17 lead and lost the set 28-26. And in the second set, they had a lead as large as 6, and they ended up losing that set 25-23 in that second set. All right, so getting our rotations done and ready, and we, it looks like we are finally ready to go after a little bit of a delay here from the officials. And all right, we are ready to go. It'll be Frankfurt serving from left to right. Onega will go right to left, of course. And we're back underway. Lexi Dollinghouse with the first serve of the second set. Ringel sets it up and down for a kill for Jaden Haskin, and gets the scoring started for the Onega Buffaloes. Buffaloes will hope to send this to a third set for the second time today. They were able to force 3 sets against Lynn, but they ultimately fell 25-20, 20-25, 25-18 to the Bulldogs, who went 2-0 today. Got a win against Frankfurt in that first match. Here's a set from Dollinghouse to Parthamer. Nice dig backside by Force. Things up for Haskin. Was that deflected? No, it was not. Sent long by Haskin. And that evens it up 1-1. And Harwick will serve it now for Frankfurt. Go from the far side to the far side. Set by Ringel. Blocks back to the Onega side. Setting this up a little tip over by Cronus. Blocked again, but Frankfurt touched the net. So Onega gets the point, and they are now up 2-1. And Ringel thought that it was Frankfurt points, so she sent the ball Frankfurt's way. I think we're ready to go now with Callie Venneberg, the senior for Onega, doing the service. Into the middle, returned by Gross. Set to the far side, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who had wind up and partially deflected. Gets over to the Onega side. They send it over to Frankfurt now. Kind of scramble mode. Dollinghouse gets it over. Jennerette with the return, setting it up. Nice dump down by Lily Weiser, the sophomore. And it's 3-1 Onega. It's starting for the Buffs that are looking for their first TBL win of 2023. They are 0-6. Or, excuse me, 0-5. There's a serve in the middle, returned by both Gross and Hardwick. Set to the far side for Ashley Dollinghouse. Deflected, but down on the Onega side for the kill. So the serve is now going to come from Parthamer. She'll serve from the near side this time. To the middle, returned by Jennerette, but it's through her hands, and it's going to be an ace. It was a little bit above her head, and she was unable to get her hands together and keep it in. 3-3 our score. Parthamer, yet another serve from the freshman. Now into the net. Hit that one a little bit too low. Around eye height is where she made contact with the ball. And after the service error, it's now a 4-3 Onega lead here in set number 2. Natalie Jennerette, the senior for the Buffaloes with a serve, and that one to the near side. Nice dig. Diving by Parthamer. Regular run, that was Dollinghouse. And then nice dig by Jennerette on the other side, but it's down for a kill for Frankfurt. And that will even it up. 4-4. Hannah Stoll checking in. The libero for Frankfurt, now we have a rotation violation against the Buffaloes. That's going to go against Brianna Bates. Not rotate properly. Now it's 5-4. Goes to the far side, returned by Krohn for Onega. Turn the air by Venneberg and hit over to Frankfurt's side. Step by Alexi Dollinghouse, and Gross puts a charge into the one. And it's down for a kill. It's now 6-4. So now three straight points for Frankfurt. Gives the Wildcats a 2-point lead. Trying to end this one in 2 sets. And that's going to be in front of the diving Annie Force for an ace in the middle of the floor. Now a 3-point lead. Hannah Stoll after that ace will get it right back. comes to the near side. That one's down for an ace. Just laid that one beautifully in front of the attack line, in between the baseline and the attack line, right in that little corner there. Messing it up nice and pretty, and it's now 8-4. Now go to the far side this time, and return good from Crone. Not really anybody there. Ringel hustles over to get there, and it'll be free ball sent over by Annie Forrest. Returned by Hardwick. Set by Lexi Dollinghouse for Gross. That one to the back line. Nice return by Ringel, the sophomore center. The set goes almost over the net. It was touched. So it goes back to Onega, but no, they're going to say it wasn't touched. So Onega gets charged with four hits, and it's another point. Excuse me, it's another point for the Wildcats. It's 9-4. Service from Stoll to the far side once again. Frone to Ringel, middle of the floor, and that one riding defensive ball back down on the Onega side. It just grazed the net. It just rode it for about a good 3 to 4 feet to its left. And it's 10-4 now in favor of the Wildcats. Return by Jenneret for the Buffaloes. Big windup and down for the kill. Back far side for Maria Crone, the senior. She's been pretty quiet in this match. And after that kill, she'll come and sit. And Jaden Abbott, the junior, checks in. Frankfurt's doubled up Onega here in set number two, 10-5. Pretty good serve in front of Parthamer. Scrambling, and they can't keep it alive. Not an ace, but still a point on the serve from Jaden Abbott. Another try, and she stuffs that one into the net. No one's too far out in front of her. So now it's Ashlyn Dollinghouse's turn to serve for the Wildcats. Comes on your side, returned by Jenneret. Up in the air by Ringel, and hit over by Bates, and touching the net are the Wildcats. And after that violation, cuts the deficit for the Buffaloes down to 4, 11-7. Jaden Haskin back in the game for the Buffs. Here comes the serve. Just barely getting over the net. Nice dig to keep it alive by Parthamer. And hit over by Gross. It's deflected partially by Bates, and it drops down to the Onega side and makes it 12-7. That was well done. Again, Parthamer, the freshman, really stepped up with her digs. Gets one there as Gross, who just got that kill, makes an ace in front of the diving Annie Force. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Boswell. It's 13-7. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nice start to the second set for the Wildcats of Frankfurt as they lead at home 13-7 over the Onega Buffaloes here in this Frankfurt Triangular. First match of the day was a 28-26, 25-23 win for Lynn over Frankfurt. And then Lynn took their second match against Onega in three sets. And in the first set of this final match, 26-24, Frankfurt. Free ball hit over for Onega after the service from Frankfurt. Set to the far side for Hardwick. She winds up. That's blocked back to the Frankfurt side. Another opportunity for the Wildcats. A chance for Parthamer. That's the back line. Dug out by Jenneret. And a miss, a swing and a miss from Jaden Abbott. And Jenneret is visibly frustrated with her teammate who missed that opportunity to keep it alive. The back line on the serve, and too long. It's a service error from Ashlyn Dollinghouse. It's now 14-8. Lily Weiser, the sophomore back in the game, has been really good up front for the Buffaloes all night long. Service from Brianna Bates goes to the middle, returned by Ashton Dollinghouse. Set to the far side, wind up from Hardwick, and that one, nice dig on the backside by Annie Force. Set by Ringel, and hit too strong by the person we just talked about, Lily Weiser. It's a 15-8. And Frankfort trying to double up the Buffaloes once again. Their largest lead of the set right now, 15-8. Return by Jenneret, set by Ringel. And that one hit over, blocked back to the Onega side. Tipped over as it went over to the Frankfort side. A good heads-up play by Parthamer. She knocks it down. And now their largest lead of the set continues to grow. It's 16-8, and they've doubled up the Buffs. Backline return goes right over the net to the Frankfort side. Here's set up for Parthamer, and a nice dig by Ringel. She'll get it right back, and she just has to hit it over. Stallinghouse. Hardwick into the net. Only about halfway up the net on that try by Hardwick. A rare mistake from her. It's now 16-9. Had a 16-9 lead for Frankfort in the first set as well. That's a turn on the back line by Gross. Lexi Dollinghouse gets to Hardwick. She just sets it over. Ringel sets it backwards over for Crone. Laser beam to the back line. Dollinghouse returns it. Hardwick from beyond the attack line and out of bounds territory. Nice dig by Jenneret, but it goes to the other side. Now the second hit for Frankfort, they get it to the Onega side. It's hit right back on the return. And down for another Onega point. Couple points in a row for the Buffs. And it's 16-10. Onega trying to keep things interesting here. Zabby Ringel, the sophomore setter, will go ahead and tee it up. Right to left serve to the back far side for Ashton Dollinghouse, and nobody is there on the second try for Frankfort. It's going to be an ace. 3 points in a row. It's now a 5-point deficit for the Buffaloes. Ringgold back line. A miscommunication, but somehow Hardwick keeps it alive. And Dollinghouse gets it over. Lexi Dollinghouse on the third try. Crone tees one up and sets one down. And that is 4 straight points for the Buffaloes. And it is a 16-12 second set. Another serve from Ringel. That one to the far side. That is long. And a mistake from the sophomore after a lot of momentum. They give a freebie right back to Frankfort. Now Emma Hardwick, the senior, will go ahead and launch this one Onega's way. A serve to the far side. Returned by Jenneret. Set by Ringel to the near side. Hit over by Crone to the back side for Hardwick. Someone hit by Leslie Dollinghouse. And Ashton Dollinghouse gets it to Onega's side. Here's a set. Up for Weiser. Nice dig far side for Hardwick. Taking this one over is Studer. Now one hit over in the first try on the dig for Onega. Here's another try. Parthamer tees one up, but it goes back. It's deflected, but it does land on Onega's side, and they hit it over to Frankfort's side. Nice long rally here, set to the near side, and Studer puts it into the net for Frankfort, and Onega gets the point. It's now a 4-point deficit. Haskin to the bench now with Kylie Venneberg checking back in. 17-13 our score. Serve to the far side, return clean, hit up in the air, wind up and on a tee, too strong for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Makes it 17-14. So it was 16-8. So they've won 6 of the last 7 points. Make this a 3-point game. Far side return, good from Ashton Dollinghouse to Lexi Dollinghouse to Parthamer, too strong. It's now 7 of the last 8 points, and a good time to call a timeout from head coach Vicki Adams of Frankfort. 17-15 now our score in set number 2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
17-15 our score. Onega trails by 2, but they have gotten 7 of the last 8 points. It was 16-8, is now 17-15. Buffaloes with service. Zennenberg will go ahead and send it Frankfurt's way, right to left across your radio dial. Back underway. Turned by Ashton Dollinghouse to Lexi, your sister, and this one's teed up by Suter, and that is wide. Out of bounds up the near side. Excuse me, makes it 17-16. So here we go. 1 point set. Benneberg to the back line, returned by Gross. Set to the far side for Ashton Dollinghouse. That one through blockers in out of bounds. Point for Frankfurt. As the Buffaloes got a piece of that one from Hattie Gross, the junior. Serve coming up now for Karen Carthimer, the freshman. Back right side and through the hands and out of bounds. Bad return by the senior, Kylie Venneberg. It is back to a 3-point lead for the Wildcats after a couple points in a row. Here's a serve from Parthamer. Return by Jenneret. Too far. Goes to Frankfurt's side. Chance for Gross to tee one up. Goes to the back line. Jenneret. A tough dig. And can't keep it alive. And a bounce. Another point for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Makes it 20-16. So feels like the Wildcats have their momentum and their mojo back after having their deficit, excuse me, their lead cut down to 2. Return is over to the Frankfurt side. Here's a set for Gross, trying to tip it down, and she does so successfully from the middle of the court to the far side in the middle. Back to a 5-point lead. 3 straight points now for Frankfurt. Now on, doesn't get over the net. It's a service error for the freshman. And Onega gets service back. It'll be the senior libero, Natalie Jenneret. And here it comes to the middle, turned by Hardwick, Dollinghouse to Gross, and that one is down for the kill along the back line on the far side. Right on the line, that was well placed by Gross, the junior. What a day she's had. Back to a 5-point lead for the Wildcats, and they have service once again. Stoll, De Libero with the return, or excuse me, with the serve. The return goes over the net. And not a good job capitalizing as Gross has to scramble to just get it over. And Jenneret hits it over to the Frankfurt side. Got the scramble. Dollinghouse gets it over for the Wildcats. Set by Ringel, and that one just tipped over. Far side, Frankfurt with an opportunity. Gross sets it over. Middle, and Ringel has it. Jenneret to the near side and hit over by Force. Back line, Hardwick. Good rally going. Lexi Dollinghouse to Ashland. Blocks back to the Frankfurt side. Jumped over. Hit up in the air by Onega. Set back over to Frankfurt side. Well done on the scramble. Gross just sets it over, and there is Crone. And at the net, it was right over on top of the net. Tough angle for Onega. Lands on their side, and a point for the Wildcats. They're starting to run away with this thing. 23-17, and timeout is called by head coach Jordan Boswell of Onega. So we'll take one as well for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
A service error by Tana Stoll, and that makes it 23-18. Jared Sluppy with you. Just 2 more points for Frankfurt ending the night here in Frankfurt. Return cleaned by Parthamer is the set for Gross, and deflected and down for the kill. Addie Gross has really set herself apart here in this match. Ashton Dollinghouse will now serve it. It's match point, 24-18. Remember, they had a 24-17 lead in the first set against Lynn. They proceeded to lose that set, 28-26. Hit over by Bates for Onega. Here's a set to the far side. Hardwick hits it over. Nice return, but it's over to the Frankfurt side. Gets to the Wildcats now. And kind of scrambling, Gross just hits it over. Ringel bunts it up in the air and out of bounds, trying to get it around the pole. They do so. The Frankfurt side just in front of the net. And Gross in the middle. It's deflected back to the Frankfurt side on the block from Bates. They get it back over. Here's the bump. It goes all the way to the back line to Frankfurt. Set up to the far side. Harwick hits it up. Nice shot. Bates bats it up in the air, keeping it alive, and Ringel just hits it over. What a rally here. 24-18, Frankfurt with the lead, trying to put away the match. Hardwick lands one up. Nice dig by Jenneret, but it's back over to the Frankfurt side. Here's a little set for Gross. It's blocked and out of bounds, and that is it. Frankfurt wins 26-24, 25-18. So, Wildcats escape their home try with a victory. They go 1-1. Onega goes 0-2, and Lynn goes 2-0. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll come back to wrap this up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic Wednesday, September 22nd, and Wednesday, October 4th, and October 11th, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. Flu consents available the day of, or visit www.nembch.com to fill out yours ahead of time. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. For people you know and care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt wins our final match of the evening, 26-24, 25-18 over the Onega Buffaloes. Jared Slubby with you for one last time and kind of wrap it up this match. Frankfurt, they had a decent-sized cushion on Onega for most of the first set, but they once again really struggled to pull away. They had a 21-15 lead. They had an even larger lead earlier in the set, but Onega was able to force it into extra points. But unlike their first two sets against Lynn, they were able to finally get over that hump and win the set 26-24. And in that last set, it was pretty much open and close for the Wildcats. It was 16-8 at one point, but then Onega kind of crept back into it and made it interesting. It was 18-16, but then they got the last 7 points to win 25-18. And pull off the victory. So that's going to do it. A reminder of what we saw tonight. Lynn gets out of here unscathed, 2-0, winning Frankfurt in the first match, 28-26, 25-23 over Frankfurt, and then defeating Onega 25-20, 20-25, 25-18. And Frankfurt escapes their home try with a victory. They go 1-1, 26-24, 25-18, and Onega, they go 0-2. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a fun night of volleyball, a lot of great action. We hope you stick with us once again next week. And also a reminder that we have a lot of great volleyball content coming up, football content coming up on our website as well. And we'll have a write-up being posted on our website about what we saw tonight as well. Again, up on our website, msesports.net. So from Jared Slubby, Kirk Hillman back in the booth, thank you so much for listening. That's going to do it here from Frankfurt, here in the Triangular, here on MSC Sports Radio Network.